Are you finding it almost impossible to make time for your kids in the busyness of life? Do you wish that your relationship with your children was deeper and more meaningful? We can blink and realize that our kids are a year older and we wonder where the time went. That can be a scary moment as a parent, and it can get us thinking that we might need to make some changes to the way that we're doing things and where our priorities lie. We'd like to offer guidance on how you can make those critical changes to your life on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a great question from a mom who wants to find more time for her kids. She asked, "With everything it takes to work at the office and run a household, how can I find quality time to spend with my children? It seems like there aren't enough hours in the day to do everything that needs to be done. Do you have any suggestions?" You may have more time than you realize. If not, it's crucial that you put out an effort to find or make some. A few years ago, family experts were preaching that what's important is quality time, not quantity time. More recent research shows that kids need both quality and quantity time with their parents. In fact, the more involved parents are with their children, the less likely they are to have social, emotional, or academic problems, use drugs or alcohol, become involved in crime, or engage in premarital sex. You have to keep in mind that it's not always possible to plan meaningful interactions between a parent and a child. Such serendipitous moments can't be cooked up and crammed into a few minutes of quality time every day. Many opportunities to teach or model moral values may catch you off guard and will be gone in the blink of an eye. You can't seize the moment if you're not there to do the seizing, and that means spending lots of quantity time together with your kids. Without more detailed information about your family situation, it's hard to know exactly how to advise you, but your inquiry leads us to believe that you may need to re-examine your priorities. You can begin by honestly asking yourself a few simple questions. Is your employment outside of the home a matter of providing for basic needs, or are you driven by materialistic desires or a longing for personal significance? Are there any aspects of maintaining a household that you can afford to sacrifice? Do you attach a greater value to status or appearance than to the well-being of your kids? After all, a spotless home isn't nearly as important as a close relationship with your children. As an anonymous poet has written, "For when at times I'm forced to choose the one job or the other, I'd like to cook and clean and scrub, but first I'll be a mother." Another suggestion, one of the easiest ways to make more time for your kids, is to turn off the TV or other media device. In the United States, both parents spend a mere 39 minutes a week in meaningful conversation with their children, and the statistic in our country is likely to be quite similar. If you're serious about wanting more time with your kids, make the obvious choice. Instead of watching TV or scrolling through social media posts, read to them, play board games together, take a walk to a local park, or just talk to them. It's also important to avoid the temptation to get your kids overly involved in activities outside of the home. Some parents feel pressure to sign their children up for numerous sports teams, music and dance lessons, social clubs, and all kinds of community organizations. Don't fall prey to this mindset. Kids don't need a dozen different weekly activities. They need quality and quantity time with loving, involved, and committed parents. We'd love to recommend you read a book that will only take an hour out of your busy schedule. It's called The 60-Minute Family by Rob Parsons, and it will transform your relationships forever. Visit safamily.co.za to order it online or call 031-716-3300. We hope these few suggestions have been helpful. If you're serious about making time for your kids, you'll find it. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.